Purihin ng Diyos sa umagang ito at nakakatuwa po na makita kayong lahat at masaya po tayong nag-share ng ating mga refreshments. Yan. Maaga po kayong dumating so you can share our fellowship with one another. Naalala ko po ang isang kwento, meron daw pong isang church na nag-hold ng picnic. At doon sa picnic na yon ay inimbita ang buong community. So maraming dumalo. At ang paghahanda po dito, ang ginawa po ng pastor ay nagdala po siya ng basket full of apples, no? At nilagay niya po dun sa dulo ng table. Pero meron po siyang nilagay na label. Ang sabi po niya, "Take only one apple, please. Remember that God is watching." So yun po yung nilagay ni pastor. Isang malaking basket ng mansanas, pero ang nilagay po niya ay kumuha lang ng isa. Tandaan mo, God is watching. Pero doon naman po sa kabilang dulo ng table, meron po isang bata na nagdala ng isang plato ng cookies. At ang sabi niya, "Take all the cookies you want." Sinulat niya sa papel. "Take all the cookies you want. Remember, God is watching the apples." Ayan. Okay, so marami po tayong cookies dyan. And it's so good to be refreshed, not only physically, but most especially spiritually. Amen? So tingnan niyo po yung katabi ninyo. At kung kilala niyo po, just say, "God bless you." And kung bago niyo naman po yan kakilala, sabihin niyo naman po, "We welcome you here in Crossworld. Ayan, we are a family here. And take all the cookies that you want. Because there is no apple here." There are no apples here. Salamat sa Panginoon. Pastor Al is in Chaong po, Quezon. At sila po ay nagse-celebrate ng second year anniversary ng ating Chaong Outreach. Palakpakan po natin ng Lord for the milestone ng ating Chaong Outreach. So get ready to receive from God today. Salamat po sa ating binasang mga talata. Naranasan mo na bang mag-alinlangan? Naranasan mo na ba na magduda? Lalo na po ngayon, simula yata pagpasok ng 2024 hanggang ngayon, ay tila yata walang forever dahil sunod-sunod ang mga naghihiwalay. Nag-aalinlangan ka ba? Ano ang madalas mong pinag-aalinlanganan? Yan. So nabasa natin kanina yung mga awit 73 from verses 1 to 28. Ito ay isang awit na may tema ng pag-aalinlangan. So kung ito ang damdamin mo ngayon o kung nakaraan, ating tunghayan ang salita ng Diyos at ating limiin mula sa kanyang panuntunan paano natin ito ma-overcome, paano tayo makatatawid sa mga panahon ng ating doubts or pag-aalinlangan. So with that, tayo po yumuko, tayo pumikit at manalangin, pagkatiwala ang ating oras sa Panginoon. Hallelujah, God, we bless your name. Higit sa lahat, Panginoon, ng aming pag-welcome sa bawat isa, we welcome you, our most majestic God, the only one true God who loves us so much. At ngayon, nararamdaman namin ang pagpisan mo sa amin sa pamamagitan po ng kapangyarihan ng banal na Espiritu. Lord, we want to linger and we want to grow deeper into your word. Samahan mo kami, turuan mo kami, at hanggang sa mabago ang aming panloob na buhay mula sa iyong biyaya at para lamang sa iyong kalwalhatian. This is our prayer and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Ang awit po, awit psalm or awit o mga awit 73 or psalm 73 ay sinulat po ni Asaph. Ayan. So sa Tagalog ay Asaph. So si Asaph po ay chief musician in the temple. Siya po ang music director, no, doon sa temple na pinagawa po ni King Solomon. Pero nag-umpisa po siyang maging chief musician nung panahon pa po ni King David. At makikita po natin ang kanyang mga kwento sa 1 Chronicles at 2 Chronicles. At meron po siyang isinulat na 12 mga awit sa loob ng 150 psalms na po dito sa aklat ng Biblia. Ang tono ng Psalm 73, ang kanyang tono ng awit no po, ay hindi na natin mababalikan kung ano nga ba ang indayog ng awit. Subalit ang mensahe ng kanyang awitin ay damang-dama po natin. Asaph shares his own struggles in the journey in his relationship with God. So yung Psalm 73 is his own personal walk with the Lord. And somewhere along the way, no po, ng kanyang paglalakad sa Panginoon, kasama ang Diyos at paglilingkod mismo sa templo, ay naranasan niya po ang pagdududa o ang pag-aalinlangan. Kaya yung binasa natin kanina, balikan lang po natin in English. Sabi po sa verses 1 to 3 ng Psalm 73, "Truly, God is so good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." Asaph believes in God. And Asaph sees that God is good. He is a firm believer. Na po, alam niya kung ano yung pinapaniwalaan niya, na ang Diyos ay mabuti. Mabuti sa Israel. God is good to Israel. He knows the story. He knows everything that God had done for Israel. And he believes that. God is good to Israel. Pero para sa akin, but as for me, but for me, Asaph not only declares his faith in the Lord, but now he is expressing a very personal sentiment of doubt, of confusion, struggle, na ito ako, sabi dun, my feet came close to stumbling. Yung muntik na akong matisod. At ano pa, muntik na akong madulas. Ibig sabihin, bumagsak away from the relationship with the Lord. Mabuti ang Diyos sa Israel. Pero sa akin, pero paano ako ngayon? Mabuti ba ang Diyos sa akin? Kaya muntik na siyang matisod at madulas. Asaph acknowledges his negative emotions. Ang sabi niya, I was envious of the arrogant. Naiinggit ako sa mga mayayabang. Naiinggit ako, sabi niya, doon sa mga pinapagpala. Naiinggit ako sa mga na doon sa estado ng prosperity. Pero meron siyang binanggit dito eh. Ang kinaiinggitan niya ay hindi yung kapwa Kristiyano niya o kapwa na naglilingkod sa loob ng templo o kaya yung kapwa niya praise team. Ang kinaiinggitan niya, sabi niya, I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. You see this? Now, real believers can have real doubts and struggles. And sometimes, ang kinaiinggita nila, no, kahit ang lapit-lapit mo na sa Lord, kahit ginagawa mo na ang mga bagay patungkol sa Diyos, no, meron ka pa ding real emotions, and sometimes it involves, like Asaph, no, acknowledging the feeling of envy against the people outside. Those who are doing wrong things. Yung malayo sa Diyos, they are wicked. No? Pero, ayun, naiinggit siya sa kanila. Alam niyo po, meron talaga tayong ups and downs ng ating mga spiritual lives. No? Merong heights of our emotion or spirituality, passion, pero meron din naman po tayo minsan down, side, or para feeling down tayo. Sometimes our faith is stronger and sometimes it's weaker. There are times that when we look at the world, para pag tinignan natin yung mga bagay sa mundo, o kaya pagka binuksan mo yung FB mo o yung social media mo and you see the announcements na 077 na, ay tapos na pala, 88 na, ay parang wala ka ng appetite for the gahol to add things to your cart. Kasi wala ka ng interest about the worldly things. Minsan lang yon. Pero minsan naman, o madalas ba, ikaw yung gahol na gahol. Kasi talagang you want to add more things to your cart and feeling that, wow, I really want all these things right now. at this right at particular season of my life. So, may mga times of strength at may mga times of weakness. Kamusta po tayo, mga kapatid? How is your relationship with the Lord these days? How is your faith to Him? Is it strong or weak? Is it getting stronger or getting weaker? So beware that if we linger on these negative emotions, like envy, jealousy, this would bring us confusion, pain, and even danger to stumbling down and slipping away from our relationship with God. So ito yung trouble ni Asaph. Meron siyang tatlong nakitang troubles dito. Sa verse 4, nakita niya yung prosperity ng mga wicked. No? Sabi niya, "For I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." So, saan ba natin ito nakikita? Kitang-kita natin ito sa social media, kitang-kita natin ito sa lahat ng mga pinapanood natin. Wow, people really are flaunting their successes, the things that they accumulate. And yun, paano nila na-accumulate yun? Through wicked ways. No? Pandaraya, pagkukurap, or kaya naman pagsisinungaling. No? But yun, being rich is not sin. Ang pagiging mayaman po ay hindi kasalanan. Gusto po natin yan. At nais po natin yan kasi alam natin that we would be able to serve the Lord and His kingdom when we have this ability to give monetarily. Pero ang sinasabi po dito, yung prosperity ng mga tao po dito, nung wicked, ibig sabihin, these people really do not think about God and do not follow and abide in the Lord. Yet, sa kabila nun, ang yaman pa rin nila. And they are really successful. Their lives seemingly parang easy and smooth. Walang problema. At binanggit dito na ang tataba daw po nila, they are fat. Pero yung panahon daw po noon, panahon nila David, wala daw pong fat. Wala pong mataba. Ang ibig po sabihin dito ng mataba na dito ay they can eat whatever they want without any trouble. And their lives are really smooth and easy. Ang saya-saya po nila. So saan nakatingin si Asaph? Nakatingin si Asaph sa kanilang newsfeed, sa kanilang journey. Not only that Asaph saw the prosperity of the wicked and he felt envious about them, nakita rin niya yung pride. Nakita niya yung kataasan ng mga tao na to. Therefore, pride is their necklace. Violence covers them as a garment. So again, yung pagmamalaki ng mga tao na ito, na mayaman sila, successful sila, because of what they do and what they get, through their ways, own ways, apart from the Lord. Loudly, they are defying God. Loudly, they are saying, "My way is really okay." So, wala pong recognition ng Diyos. And sabi din, even in Psalm 73, mga nangamamatay po ang mga wicked people na ito, na prosperous, proud, pero in their deaths, painless, walang trouble. Hindi sila namumroblema kung paano nila mailalabas ang kanilang mga bangkay sa ospital. Hindi sila namumroblema kung saan nila ito ipapakremate o ililibing. They have all the means and they have all the, sabihin natin, connection. So walang trouble, even both life, death. No? Not only that Asaph saw the prosperity, the pride of these wicked people, he also saw their power. Yung kapangyarihan nila, verse 8, they scoff and speak with malice. Loftily, they threaten oppression. Yung natatakbuhan nila ang kanilang mga obligasyon. Natatakpan nila ang kanilang mga pananagutan. And they escape justice. At ang pinakamatindi, they have been rewarded pa for their sins. Nakakita na po ba kayo ng ganito, Your Honor? They have been rewarded for their corruption, for their talagang deception. Pero Yun, all of their hopes, dreams, and fantasies seem to come true. At dito na baling ang tingin ni Asaph at talagang siya ay nainggit. Subalit ang inggit na ito, mga kapatid, ay hindi lamang nagmula dun sa nakita niya sa ibang tao na labas doon sa templo ng Diyos at mga tao na talagang kahit wala ang Diyos ay nagtatagumpay, kahit walang pananampalataya sa Diyos ay magagarang mga bahay at sasakyan, kahit tutungyaw, sabi doon sa Tagalog, kahit tinutuyanan nila ang Christianity o kahit tinutuyanan nila ang pananampalataya patungkol sa Diyos na buhay, wow, they can live peacefully. And sabi ni Asaph, wow, muntik na ako madulas. Muntik na ako matisod. Pero you know, the underlying problem here is not only na nakita natin yung envy ni Asaph, but the reason why he is envious, not only that he sees these people, but he also saw himself. Itong pinakamatindi. The underlying problem, bakit siya nainggit? Dahil nakita niya ang kanyang sarili. Ano ang nakita niya? Let us take a look at the verse. Sabi niya, "All in vain have I kept my heart clean and washed my hands in innocence. For all the day long I have been stricken and rebuked every morning." Sabi sa Tagalog, samantalang ako, malinis ang palad, hindi nagkakasala at lubos ang nag-iingat, at aking natamoy kabigo ang lahat. Diyos, pinagtangis mo ako ng hirap, sa tuwing umaga'y parusa ang gawad. Do you see this? The underlying problem of envy is comparison. Comparing yourself with others. Asaph began to compare himself with these people who are wicked. These people who are doing wrong things. These people who have no God. Naikumpara niya. Alam niyo po yung sa Tagalog dito, yung sinabing samantalang ako. Can you say that with me? One, two, ready, go. Samantalang ako. One more time. Samantalang ako. Nagkaroon kayo ng ganun? Na parang samantalang ako, ang tagal-tagal mo nagtatapad sa trabaho. Ang tagal-tagal mo nagtatapad sa school. Hindi ka nangongopya, nagpa-plagiarism, or kaya naman talagang you are faithful to your boss, and through the years talagang you operate on honesty, and then hindi ikaw ang na-promote. Ang na-promote, yung pagdating lang ng parang 6 months pa lang or 1 year pa lang, never been tested with his integrity or her integrity, then all of a sudden, nandun na siya sa position na gusto mo. Or kaya naman, talagang, wow, no? Parang, hindi ka nangongopya, hindi ka nandadaya, hindi ka nagpapaturo sa parents mo, hindi ka nagkokodigo. Pero, biglang, may na-honor na alam mo naman na nagkukopyahan sila. Yung meron kang thought na, samantalang ako? Naramdaman niyo po yun? Asaph had been honest, no? To God, I'm envious, Lord. And then mamaya sinabi niya, samantalang ako, Lord? Ginagawa ko lahat? Sabi niya, I kept my heart clean. I washed my hands in innocence. Pero ano nangyari? Anong katapat nito? Anong kapalit ng kabanalan? Anong kapalit ng paglilingkod sa'yo? Anong kapalit ng walang absent pag Sunday and worshiping you? Ganito ba? Lubos na pinagtitiis mo ako sa hirap? Wala akong sasakyan. Lubos na sa mula umaga'y parusa ang gawad? Hindi ko alam kung may pamasahe ako papunta sa church or sa work. Or kailan pa ba ako mapopromote? Samantalang ako? So, we see here, no, the temptation of comparing ourselves with others, that na hindi lang po ito nag-a-add to our misery. But be very careful. Comparing oneself to others is the root of all envy. Bakit wala ako noon? Gusto ko rin yun. Kaya ko yun. Bakit? Kasi nga gusto mo yung meron ka, yung meron yung katabi mo o yung kapitbahay mo o yung ka-office mate mo or classmate mo, ganun ka rin. Samantalang ako, nagpapakahirap, nagpapakalinis, nagpapaayos ng buhay, pero hindi ko alam kung kakain pa kami bukas. Hindi ko alam kung mapapag-enroll ko yung anak ko. Hindi ko alam kung makakabili kami ng school, ng bagong school bag or school shoes. Parang tagal-tagal ko ng Christian, parang walang breakthrough. Hirap-hirap pa din namin. Samantala yung kapitbahay namin, sabong lang ng sabong. Ang bilis. Parang, ang bilis ng buhay nila, ang bilis silang umangat. Dati, pareho lang kaming one floor lang yung bahay namin. Ngayon sila, oh, meron ng third floor. Pero hindi Christian yun. Hindi nga nagla-life group yun. Wala nga pagkatakot sa Diyos yun. You know, praise God, because Psalm 73 has 28 verses at hindi dito natapos si Asaph. And Jesus, in Matthew 20, verses 1 to 16, kanya ding in-address yung problem of envy. In-address ng Panginoong Jesus ang patungkol sa pagiging mainggitin, na hindi ito angkop at nararapat kung ikaw ay naninirahan sa kaharian ng Diyos at sumusunod sa kanyang kalooban. Let's take a look at Matthew 21 to 16. Sabi niya, "And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now, when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, 'This last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius?'" Ganda ng kwento po, no? Sa Matthew chapter 20, na merong isang nagmamayari ng vineyard, and he called for laborers. And then, merong umaga, tanghali, hapon, at yung malapit ng mag-alas 5, tumawag pa siya. Pero ang dulo ng lahat ng ito, tinawag niya nung panahon, nung araw na ng swelduhan, lahat nung isang oras pa lang nagtatrabaho, come first. And then, yung pinaka-umaga, dun ka pumila sa dulo. At lahat yun ay binigyan lamang ng isang silver coin. At ang sabi nung nando sa dulo, bakit ganon? Nagsimula siya mag-grumble, magreklamo. Bakit pantay-pantay kami? Bakit pare-pareho kami ng bayad? Kasi nag-expect siya ng more. Everybody say with me, more. Nag-expect siya ng more. Why? He came first. Bakit yung sweldo niya pareho nung last? Sabi niya, bakit mo kami pinagpareho? Sabi nung owner ng vineyard, may ginawa ba akong masama? May ginawa ba akong mali? Di ba nag-agree ka? Did you agree? Yes, you agree that you will be receiving a denarius the first time you entered the vineyard to work. So mga kapatid, this grumbling spirit, this comparing spirit will really pull us down and give us doubt, confusion, pain in life. Parang nabamagnify mo ngayon. Nag-umpisa ka mag-magnify na yung easy life of the wicked against me. With all the difficulties, yet I am doing right things for God. Nakita niyo yung irony na yun? Na gumagawa ako ng mabuti, sumusunod ako sa Diyos, pero bakit wala ako nito kagaya nun? Yung kagaya nun na hindi naman naniniwala sa Diyos, yung kagaya nun na halos tinatakwil ang Diyos, bakit sila may pagpapala? So you see here, the root of all envy is comparing and then looking with the things, no, temporarily. Pero dito tayo mag-dwell ngayon. Sabi ko sa inyo kanina, as we look on Psalm 73, hindi siya natapos dito sa trouble. Hindi siya natapos sa comparing himself. Hindi siya natapos dun sa feeling envy. Asaph had this desire to overcome this. Though kahit na muntik na siyang matisod at mawalay sa presensya ng Diyos, meron siyang ginawa to overcome this doubt. So, nakaka-relate ba tayo kay Asaph? Pero sana wag nating tapusin yung kwento natin na nainggit lang tayo, tapos namatay na tayo, tapos na yung kwento. O kaya naman, nagyayabot tayo sa Diyos, nagtatampo tayo sa Diyos, tapos nawala na tayo. Nawala tayo noong panahon na talagang nagtampo tayo sa Diyos. So it's one thing to acknowledge your feelings. Hindi po tayo robot. Natutunan natin kay Asaph na maging honest sa Panginoon, maging vulnerable. Pagka sinabi mong vulnerable, you're prone, ay na-acknowledge mo na mahina ako, naiingit pa rin ako, nagsiselos ako, nagagalit ako, nagko-compare ako. So these are the negative emotions that Asaph, no, lay down before God here in this particular Psalm, chapter 73. Pero again, he did not end with doubt. He did not end with pag-aalinlangan o yamot o inggit. He wanted to overcome this. So may tatlong bagay. How did Asaph overcome this spirit of doubt or pag-aalinlangan? Number one, self-management. Everybody say with me, self-management. Self-management. Sabi niya dito sa verse 14, "For all the day long I have been stricken and rebuked every morning." Alam niyo yon? Pag-ising mo sa umaga, naiingit ka na. Yung pag-ising mo sa umaga, nagdududa ka na kung mahal ka ng Diyos. Yung every day of your life, you feel so weak. And every moment you feel weaker, bakit walang nangyayari sa trabaho, walang nangyayari sa eskwelahan, kahit na anong sikay ko, parang kahit na anong pabida ko sa school, mas may favorite si teacher. Parang hirap na hirap ka. Every day, everybody say with me, all day long. All day long, buong araw and every morning. Alam mo yung pagkising mo at yung buong maghapon mo na yon, bagsak ang balikat mo. Dahil may iniisip ka, mabuti ang Diyos. Pero sa akin, mabuti ka ba? Mapagpala ang Diyos doon sa kapitbahay ko. Pero sa akin, every day, all day long, ito ang kanyang devotion. Pero sabi niya dito, he restrained himself from mentioning his doubts out loud. Walang nakaalam sa FB. Walang nakapost sa IG. Walang parade of his sentiments against God. He kept it. Hindi ibig sabihin ito na we hide our feelings from each other. Ang ibig lang sabihin ito, maingat siya. Everybody say with me, maingat. One more time, maingat. Kahit na every day mabagsak ang kanyang balikat sa kanya pong mga alalahanin sa buhay, gusto na niyang mag-asawa pero kulang ang sweldo niya. Gusto na niyang magka-girlfriend pero ang baon niya wala, kulang pa para sa pamasahe. So paano ba to every day na lang hindi ako makaporma? Something like that. So, but dito sabi niya, wala kang narinig sa kanya. He composed it and then hanggang doon lang siya. Sinasabi niya, ito ang awit ko, nagtatampo ako sa Diyos. Ito ang awit ko, naiingit ako sa mga tao. Ito ang awit ko, nagagalit ako sa mga wicked people na kahit wicked sila, mayaman pa rin sila. Bakit ganito? Merong injustice, merong unfairness. Talagang ang lakas-lakas ng poses niya. Pinupose niya to. Kinocompose niya to. Pero hindi doon natapos yung composition niya. He restrained himself from mentioning his doubts out loud. not in social media. You know, it's one thing again, dito po tayo, parang repeatedly we say this, we are all prone to negative emotions. And siguro, matagal na panahon na po kayo naglilinger to your negative emotions. Siguro meron kayong selos, merong envy, may inggit, merong anger. And nagugulat na lang tayo. Minsan kukuha tayo ng verse sa Bible, tapos ipopost natin sa FB. Ang pinaparinggan lang naman natin yun, yung asawa natin. Diba? Pati di mo nalang buksan yung Bible at sabihin mo, honey, my love, kindly read this. Pero we are prone to saying out loud and sometimes flaunt. Yung mga parang ipapakita mo sa madlang people kung ano talaga yung galit mo. At gusto mong maghimagsik. But Asaph remained restrained, controlled. Why? Everybody say with me, why? Verse 15, because he has this sense of responsibility. Ano yung why dito? Sabi ni Asaph, if I had said, I will speak thus, I would have betrayed the generation of your children. Ang tindi ng self-management niya, no? Saan nanggagaling yung bakit nare-restrain niya, napipigilan niya yung sarili niya? Bakit nako-control niya yung sarili niya sa anger, sa inggit, sa selos? Bakit nako-control niya yung kanyang mga parang out of control or stumbling points or stumbling or slipping points na yung nadudulas na siya, naa-away na siya sa presence ng Panginoon? Bakit hindi niya yung pinuflaunt sa madlang people? Because he has this sense of responsibility. May praise team. May ministry team siyang kasama. May dance team. May life group. May mga ini-invite. May mga nakakakilala na sa kanya na Christian siya, musician siya, pastor siya. At higit sa lahat, I would have betrayed the generation of your children. I do not want to influence the next generation with wrong way of handling negative emotions. Ayaw niyang mag-mislead o ayaw niyang ma-misled ang susunod na henerasyon sa pagtingin sa Panginoon. He didn't want to use his influence in the wrong way. To all the leaders and parents here in the house, alam niyo po ba na meron tayong kapasidad to influence people and the next generation? Even you young people, akala ninyo kayo lang yung generation. The now generation is you. But your next generation are the kids in the Sunday school. So every one of us, meron tayong influence. And you know the capacity to influence the next generation? Or kahit tayo sa isa't isa, meron tayong kapasidad to influence one another. Dalawang bagay. Influence to success or influence in despair. Kapag kapatinignan ka ng isang tao, ng kapamilya mo, ng mga kasama mo, kaibigan mo sa trabaho, whether you are working in the secular company or whether you are working here in the church, are they inspired? Meron bang inspiration kang nabibigay? Meron bang pagka nakausap ka nila, meron bang something that they will do after you have met? No, parang, wow, grabe, na-inspire ako kay ate. May gagawin ako. May babaguhin ako. Wow, grabe, ang ganda nung sinabi niya. I-journal ko yon. Babaunin ko yon. Wow, grabe, nakita ko how he handles fear, how he handles anxiety, how he handles no criticism. Wow, I like to do that. I like to do the same. That's influencing success. Pero we also have the capacity to influence in despair. Yung kapag ka nagsalita ka, gumawa ka ng desisyon, gumawa ka ng mga pagpili, nakikita ka ng mga tao. At ano kaya nararamdaman nila? Ganito ba? Ganito bang nanay na Kristiyano? Ganito bang tatay na Kristiyano? Kaya sasabihin, district mentor ka pa naman. Diba? So we have this influence in despair or feel despair. Alam niyo po, yun daw pong attitude is contagious. Yung pag-uugali ay nakakahawa. Yung pong positive attitude is contagious. But negative attitude is more contagious. Kaya to all the parents in the house, kapag ka po may mga mali po tayong mga ugali, may mga mali tayong kasanayan, may mga mali tayong sinasabi, nakakahawa tayo. At ano po ang mangyayari? Hindi lang ikaw makakahawa. Pag tinignan ka ng iyong mga anak, dalawa lang yan. Ikakahiya ka nila o gagayahin ka nila. Ano po kayang gusto natin? When our children see our negative attitude, gayahin tayo o ikahiya tayo? We better make a resolve. Because attitude is really contagious. As parents, as leaders, ayaw nating ikahiya. Pero kapag kaginaya naman tayo, we produce our kind, sinisira natin ang pangalan ng Panginoong Jesus sa ating buhay. There is a time and place to express doubts. Merong panahon, tamang panahon at tamang paraan to express our doubts. Kaya dito makita natin si Asaph. He managed. He was really, no? He exercised self-control. He restrained himself. And then, bakit? Kasi tinitignan niya yung mga susunod na lahi sa Panginoon. And not actually that he practiced this and that he went to the right place. Ano yung right place na yun? Pangatlo, Asaph overcame this doubt because he went to the right place. And that is the sanctuary of God. The sanctuary of God, verse 16 and 17 says, "But when I thought how to understand this, it seemed to be a wearisome task. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I discerned their end." Sabihin po natin sa The Message, meron pong version ng The Message dyan. Ang sabi po dito, "Still, when I tried to figure it out, all I got was a splitting headache. Until I entered the sanctuary of God, then I saw the whole picture." Everybody say with me, until. Until. So ibig sabihin dito, mayroong twist, may tension, mayroong nagyaring kakaiba. Sabi doon, all day long, every morning, talaga pong nahihirapan ang kalooban ko sa sobrang inggit, sa sobrang pagdududa kung mahal pa ba ako ng Diyos o importante pa ako sa Diyos. Pero pinigil ko ang sarili ko kasi ayokong madamay o ayokong makakitaan ng mga bata na mayroon akong Diyos na questionable. Pero hindi enough na I can manage myself o hindi enough na yung self-management gaya mong gawin or you have the sense of responsibility. Sasabog at sasabog ka pa din without the help of this third one. And this is the most important thing. Do. Offer, yield to one that is greater, to one that is solid than you, to the unimmovable rock, our refuge, our strength, and that is God. Kaya sabi niya, kapag iisipin ko tong lahat, sabi niya, sumasakit ang ulo ko sa pagpipigil ko, sa pagmamanage ko ng sarili ko, sa pagtingin ko sa mga tao. At sumasakit ang ulo ko at hindi ko na kayang liripin ang lahat, malirip ang lahat. Until. I hope you will arrive to this word, until. We have tried everything. Pumunta na tayo sa mga tao na akala natin makakatulong sa atin. Sinubok na natin ang lahat ng paraan para maka-cope up sa mga pangangailangan ng buhay. Pero at the end, masakit pa rin ang ulo mo, or you feel dismayed, or kaya naman wala pa rin talagang breakthrough, and gipit ka na, and parang ang quiet-quiet ng Panginoon. But still, the Word of God still is true. At ang testimony ni Asaph ay maging inspiration sa atin. Ang sabi niya, until I went into the sanctuary of God. Pag po sinabi nating sanctuary, it is literally a place, yung temple, because doon tumatambay si Asaph, because he is a chief musician. Pero in the essence, sanctuary of God means the holiness of God, the sacred place, the place where God dwells. The place where God dwells, the place where God manifests himself. Kaya hindi lang tayo pupunta sa church to see God. We go to church to experience God. We don't just want to know God. We want to see, we want to know, and then experience the Lord. And dito na-experience ni Asaph ang Panginoon. He saw the whole picture. At ano ang nakita niya po doon? Ano nakita niya dito? Dalawang bagay. God's judgment for the wicked. Alam mo yun, yung pinagkaingitan mo yung wicked. Yung kinaingitan mo yung masama. Ang kinaingitan mo yung masama, ang ibig sabihin nito, gusto mo na rin gawin yung ginagawa ng masama. Yun na yung kanyang malapit na siyang madulas at malaglag doon. Yung kinaingitan niya, walang Diyos. Yung kinaingitan niya, hindi kumikilala ng Diyos. At ang sabi ng kanyang kalooban, every day, talagang tinutusok ako nitong pag-aalala ko na to, na ano ibig sabihin, gusto ko nang madulas, matisod, gawin yung ginagawa nila. In short, pwede ba magkasala na lang? So that I can taste the goodness of life. Pero in the presence of God, in the holiness of God, nakita niya the end of the wicked. For behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you. Pinakita ng Diyos. Yung kinaiingitan mo, yung walang Diyos, yung hindi nananampalataya sa akin, yung tubutungaw at nagde-despise at pinagtatawanan ako, pinakita ng Diyos kay Asaph, they are all doomed to destruction. Therefore, if you will also do the wicked things, Asaph, you will truly stumble and fall. At hindi ka lang madulas, hindi ka lang matisod, mapahamak ka, magpasawalang hanggan. Remember again, Jesus talked about the parable about the rich fool in Luke 12, 16 to 21. And he told them this parable, the ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. Then he said, this is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus of grain. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Ano sabi niya? Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then you will get what you have prepared for yourself. This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves but is not rich toward God. May judgment. Yung akala mo, hawak mo yung buhay mo. Yung akala mo, ikaw yung may control sa kalendaryo ng buhay mo. Yung akala mo, ikaw yung may or hawak mo at alam mo kung paano at saan at kailan ka mamamatay. Therefore, you have no thought of God. You do not like God or anything about God. What you want to do right now is to eat, drink, and be merry. And then, nangyari sa kanila, ang yaman nila. Can I do the same? Pero pinakita ng Diyos, may kaparusahan. ang lahat ng ito. Not only that Asaph saw the judgment of for the wicked, sabi niya dito, nakita rin ni Asaph ang concern ng Diyos sa kanya. What a beautiful psalm. Kasi nag-uusap sila ng Diyos at pinapahiwatig ng Diyos sa kanya ang kanyang pagmamahal. Alam niyo po, sabi niya sa verse 21, when my soul was embittered, kapag kayong kaluluwa ko, sobrang nasusuklam. When I was pricked in heart, talagang, iba na yung nararamdaman niya. I was brutish and ignorant. I was like a beast toward you. Nakita ni Asaph yung sarili niya sa harapan ng Diyos. Tumutugtog ako, nagsiserve ako, pero naiingit ako. Kapag ka nangyayari sa akin yung Lord, naiingit ako. Gusto ko maging wicked din. Ano sabi niya? Grabe. Mukha na akong beast. Lumalabas ang pagkapangit, ang kapangitan mula sa loob. Then, he confessed and he repented. Verse 23, everybody read with me. Verse 23, nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterward, you will receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Kanina, the wicked people are arrogant. Ngayon, Asaph, he is a Christian. He is a worker in the temple. He is one of the chief musicians in the temple. He described himself as what? Ignorant. Tingin niya doon sa labas, ako napakayayabang. Pero ako, nakita kong sarili ko. Yung kalakihan ng pag-ibig ng Diyos sa akin, wala pala ako dun. Nakakalimutan ko pala. I am so ignorant of God's concern for me. Yung akala natin yung buhay natin nandun lang sa mundo. Yung galawan lang ng mundo. Yung larangan lang, labanan dito sa mundo. At kapag ka hindi ka nakakasabay doon, you are nothing. And you worth nothing. And you will end nothing. That's what we think. Kasi ang mata natin nasa mundo. But when Asaph entered into the place of holiness, when Asaph entered into the hands and the ways of the Lord, nakita niya at naranasan din niya ang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa kanya. Ang sabi niya dito, you hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. You will receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing I desire besides you. Nakita niya ang Diyos. At doon ipinanauli ng Diyos sa kanya, di ba? Hawak kita. Diba? Eto, I'm guiding you. And later, I will be receiving you to glory. Ano yung nakita niyang una? Lahat ng wicked, lahat ng kaaway ng Diyos at sumusuway sa Diyos, ang lahat ng talagang defying God will doom to destruction. But it's true, Asaph. If you remain clean, if you remain unfaithful, I will receive you in glory. And then, dito po, mga kapatid, nagkaroon na ng shift. Everybody say with me, shift. Shift of perspective. Na yung inggit ni Asaph doon sa mundo at sa mga tao sa mundo, nakita niya na ngayon ano at sino siya sa harapan ng Diyos. And God is with him. Therefore, he repented. Mga kapatid, paalala lamang po, sabi dito ni Asaph, yung faith crisis niya, no? yung faith crisis niya, yung doubt niya, yung pag-aalinlangan niya, yung galit niya, yung pag-iingit niya, yung lahat ng negative emotions niya, nung kanyang ipinagtapat lahat ito sa Panginoon at hinayaan niya na maihain niya lahat sa Panginoon, it brought him even closer to God. Kaya ang sarap awitin itong Psalm 73. It did not end with our misery, but it ends with how Asaph reconciles with God and repents from all his wickedness. Sabi ni Pastor Edmund Chan, our posture determines our perspective. Our posture determines our perspective. Ano ang posture ni Asaph? Nasaan siya nung nainggit siya? Saan siya nakatingin? Sa mundo, sa mga tao na walang Diyos, sa mga tao na walang takot sa Diyos, pero magagandang buhay. That's his posture. Pero nung pumasok na siya sa sanctuary ng Lord, his posture had changed. He saw God and he experienced God. And therefore, nung na-experience niya ang Diyos, na-encounter niya ang Diyos, nag-iba ang kanyang perspektibo. Anong sinabi niya dito? Nakita niya ang kalakihan ng Diyos, ang pagiging malapit sa kanya ng Panginoon. Unless we truly encounter God, mga kapatid, unless we have the right posture to see and to know and experience God, mga kapatid, iikot at iikot lamang po tayo doon saan? Doubting, believing, doubting, believing, doubting, believing. Or kaya envying, believing, envying, believing. Umiikot lang po tayo doon. Sabi niya po dito, tingnan po natin yung tatlong but, yung pero, subalit, datapwat, tatlong beses po binanggit ni Asaph ang salitang but, pero. No po, verse 2, sabi niya po dito, but as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my steps had nearly slipped. That's the earliest but. The first, ano sinabi niya? Nakita ko yung mga walang Diyos, ang gaganda ng buhay at ang gaganda ng bahay. Ay, muntik na akong matisod at madapa. And then verse 16, but when I thought how to understand this, it seemed to me a wearisome task. Inisip ko, pinag-isipan ko, pinag-fasting ko, talagang pinunta ko doon sa prayer mountain, Lord, talagang lahat iniisip ko sa sarili kong paraan, no? Sabi doon, wearisome, nakakapagod, nakakapanghinang patuloy. Pero sabi niya, verse 28, but for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord my God, my refuge, that I may tell of all your works. Nakita natin, verse 2, Asaph acknowledge his situation. Kahit gaano kapangit, kahit gaano kalungkot, kahit gaano kadilim, kahit gaano ka, sabihin natin, wow, nakakahiyang damdamin po iyan. Sabihin mo sa Panginoon, kagaya ni Asaph. He acknowledged. He tried to understand, but to no avail. Kailangan niyang gumawa ng decision. He need to make the decision. And what is that decision? Paano siya makakaalpas sa pag-aalinlangan? Paano siya makakaalpas sa doubt? Paano siya makakaalpas sa pagkainggit? Sa comparison, paano siya makakalampas? He need to make a decision to be near God. To be near God, to see God. And mga kapatid, kapag ka nalapit tayo sa Diyos, pagmasdan mo siya. Dahil sa tuwing pinagmamasdan mo ang Diyos, nakikita mo ang kanyang kalakihan, ang kanyang kapangyarihan, ang kanyang pag-ibig sa iyo. And that not only that you see Him, you experience Him, and you make a decision right now. What? Anong gagawin mo? Anong decision mo kapag nakita mo ng Diyos, naranasan mo siya? Asaph did not only see God. Asaph did not only experience the love of God, but he made a resolve. He made a resolution. Ano sabi niya? Verse 28, "But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works." Marami sa atin umaakyat na tayo dun sa experiencing God. Wow, I see God in my situation. He's so big. And I know and I believe, and right now, He's holding me, He's embracing me, He's loving me, He's forgiving me. Amen? Nakarating na kayo doon to the second level? Wow, damang-dama natin yung yakap ng Diyos, yung pag-cheer ng Diyos sa atin, yung katapatan ng mga pangako niya sa atin, pinaparanas niya yung sa atin. And then, we walk away and we do the same things. Anong missing doon sa journey ni Asaph? Missing doon, hindi tayo nakagawa ng commitment. Ang missing doon, mga kapatid, wala kang response sa yakap ng Diyos sa'yo. Wala kang response sa mga pangako ng Diyos sa'yo. Wala kang response sa mga salita ng Diyos na strong. Kapatid, anak, sinasabi ng Diyos sa atin, ito ang pupuntahan ng lahat ng sumusuway sa Diyos. What do you do? Do you linger some more? Do you go back to that thought? Wala tayong kaibahan doon sa merry-go-round. Yes, Lord, I'm doubting, but thank you, Lord. And now, you minister to me, I believe. Pero let's go to the deeper level of our relationship with God. And that is making a resolve, a resolution, beginning with the word, therefore. Therefore. Therefore, dahil nakita kita, naramdaman kita, therefore, God, it is good to be near you. Ang sabi doon, you have taken hold of my right hand. With your counsel, you guide me. Afterward, you will receive me to glory. Yan ang nakita ni Asaph. Yung kamay ng Diyos, yung salita ng Diyos nagtuturo sa kanya, at yung pangako ng Diyos na dadalhin siya sa magpasawalang hanggang kagandahang kalwalhatian. At ang sabi niya doon, therefore, as for me, sabi ni Asaph, as for me, the nearness of God is my good. Therefore, as for me, para sa akin, ang pagiging malapit sa Diyos o ang relasyon ko sa Diyos, ito ang kabutihan para sa akin. It's not the pleasure of the world. It's not the power in the world. It's not the pride and the beauty that you can go and see the things of this world. But it's the glory of God. And therefore, he made a resolution. As for me, their nearness of God is my good. Mga kapatid, paanyaya ko po sa inyo para po sa ating mga bisita na nandito. We are not offering to you a religion. We are offering to you a relationship with God. And yun ang pinakita ng Diyos kay Asaph. Hindi ako nawawala sa iyo, Asaph, kahit na ano pang isipin mo sa akin or kahit na anong pang nararamdaman mo. But God somehow is saying, I want you to see me in your envy. I want you to see me in your desperation. I want you to see me in your loneliness. I want you to see me kapag naiingit ka, kapag ka nalulungkot ka, kapag nagagalit ka. I want you to see me, Asaph. And this is also the message of the Lord. And praise God, because nakita siya ni Asaph and it brought Asaph to a closer relationship with God. We cannot offer you anything here in Crossroad but a relationship with God. A relationship that is growing. A relationship that is vital. A relationship that, wow, you can say all your life, nasasabihin mong my relationship with God is everything. God, you are everything to me. And my walk with you is my treasure, is my excitement, is my pursuit, is my desire. It's all that I have, and all that I want to look is your beauty, your holiness. Kaya, to all the leaders naman here and to all the life group members, when we invite you for the breakthrough weekends, no, magbabayad tayo ng 5,000. Bayad tayo ng 7,000. But if you believe that in the breakthrough weekends, God will come. In the breakthrough weekend, God will speak. In the breakthrough weekend, God will rest. And He wants to chat with me. Then I will run to it. I will prioritize it. Why? Because the nearness of God is my good. It's not a program. It's not an activity. The things that we do here, we have coffee, we have juice, we have bread, cookies, and eat all you can, cookies, because God is watching only the apples. What is this for? May you see God in every way, in everything we share. And we can say, wow, I go to the sanctuary. I go here to rest and to see God, to experience God. But when I come out to that door, so those doors, I have made a resolution. Ano yung resolution ko? Jesus, you are my Lord and my Savior. Jesus, you are my deliverer. Jesus, you are with me. And therefore, you are everything to me, and the nearness of you is my good. Amen. I want us to read this, yung last text, last slide po natin. Can we all stand up and just read this? Let this be our prayer. May I request all the praise team to be with me here on stage? I want you to see and experience God in this prayer of Asaph. Pero, not only that he repented, not only that he saw God, he experienced God, he repented, pero sabi dito, meron siyang ginawang resolution. And I cannot make a resolution for you. You make a resolution. Now that you see God, you experience Him, and the invitation is that you walk with Him. Everybody, let's read. Gayon pa may, sinasamahan mo ako. Sa aking paglakad ay inaakay mo. Ang mga payo mo ay umakay sa akin. Marangal na ako'y iyong tatanggapin. Sino pa sa langit kundi ikaw lamang, at maging sa lupa'y aking kailangan. Puso ko't kaluluwa ko nanghihina man, ang Diyos ang lakas kong tanging kailangan. Iyaong hihiwalay sa'yo'y mamamatay, at ang nagtataksil wawasaking tunay. Ngunit sa sarili, tanging hangarin ko, sa piling ng Diyos manatili ako. Sa piling ng Panginoong Yahweh, ako'y mapanatag. Ang kanyang ginaway, aking iyahayag. Is there any discomfort, any trouble, any pain in your spirit? Naiingit ka? Meron ka bang kinakaingitan? Meron bang trouble sa'yo na bakit hindi ako kamukhaan mo? Bakit hindi ko yun naabot? Recognize and acknowledge that before God. Repent. Because your eyes look at the things that are temporary, the things that are not of God, and the things that operating pero wala si God doon. Be very careful that if you allow still the envy to rest in your spirit, it will lead you away from God. Hindi tayo laging malakas. Pwede tayong madulas at madapa. At minsan pagka tayo'y kilala, leader, nakakadamay pa tayo ng iba. Be very careful. And be very courageous to remove that negative emotions. Surrender it all to God. And ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, please, I want to see you. I want to experience you. And I want to be replaced, no, yung spirit na yon, ng spirit ng Panginoon. I want to be faithful to you. I want to walk with you. Wherever you go, I will go. And saying, the nearness of you, God, is my good. Because you are everything to me, and everything that I desire is in you.